first day back training today, came through the session all right. The big key on any player coming back from, as Corey proved the other week, he trained on a Thursday when I sat here and talked to you, yet didn't make the weekend. So let's see how they are, how they react tomorrow. If they come through training tomorrow, then they'll be in the squad and available for selection.
You've always said you're a big fan of Corey Evans and his ability. Have you missed the pair of them in the last couple of games?
I'm not necessarily sure. I couldn't sit here and see how midfield was really poor the last few games, or our central defence was, you know, was a disaster. We've lost a goal in each of them, of course, which, you know, we've been keeping clean sheets, but listen, you have to trust your squad at times. Have we missed them? I don't know. Let's see if Paul gets back in the team and we keep another three clean sheets on the bounce, then we probably did miss him in them games. But at this moment, he has to, you know, get fit and selected at the weekend. He has to perform as he has done the three previous games he's played.
I would imagine the chances that you created on Tuesday evening, does it appear all the more, even more frustrating when you look back at them, how you didn't end up with 3 points?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it was 35 clips we showed today. I read the stats sometimes after the game and see how many shots we had. I think it was 20, whatever it was, 25 or whatever. But I think it was 35 clips of what you would call chances, really, opportunities to score a goal today. We sat through and watched, and varying reasons why the thing didn't go in, you know, a bad first touch, didn't quite pick the man out in the box, lack of composure, shooting at people that are stood in front of you and hitting them rather than shifting it and hitting. But there's things to work on, which is what we've been doing in training today, and hopefully if we get a scenario where we have up to 35 chances in a game, we'll score more than one goal in the future.
How do you put that right on a training ground, Tony? Is it shooting practice? Is it various drills? How do you go about converting more opportunities?
Well, generally I would do it by putting them in the situation that they'll find themselves on match day, and so putting a back four or five or six up against, you know, a front, letting the ball roll, call phases of play, letting them try and score against their own defenders, their own teammates, and knowing when to shift the ball, how to get in behind them, where you make runs. Don't always try and get across the front of defenders. Can see you and the ball, they're probably going to get to it first. It's just give them ideas of where to stand and how to play and what type of runs they should make and where they should go and stand, and repeat it, and hopefully that they feel the benefits of doing it on the training ground, and come match day they have to replicate what they're doing through the week.
I know you've said to us time and again this season, no one will ever question team selection if the result comes. Is Joe Nuttall giving you a really nice problem at this moment in time, Tony, that he's doing so well? You've spoken about him highly in the past. Is he giving you a problem that all managers would want at the moment?
No, I'd have to say no. I think Joe is a good lad. I think the record of his goals every time he goes on the pitch are there. And yet, when I look at Joe's attributes, it's too big a gamble for me at this precise moment to give up on Danny Graham, Dominic Samuel, Mark Santonison, Bradley Dack, all players with the experience and goals in their lockers, really, to throw a young boy in who has basically untried at this level. I don't think we're at that stage. I think he should really just keep developing, keep trying to score goals at the level he's playing, and wait his opportunity, I think. An opportunity comes at unexpected times, whether it be suspensions, whether it be injuries. I'm just delighted he's hopefully found the right place for himself to develop and grow into the player he wants to be. But I don't think you can use a 3 month spell or whatever it's been of scoring goals and thinking that he's the finish article. You can damage players sometimes by putting them in too soon. I'm not suggesting it would be too soon, but it is about opportunity for Joe, and we do have strikers within our ranks that, to be fair to them, have scored some goals. I don't know the numbers sitting here, but Antonison scored a few, Samuel scored a few, Danny Graham's, I feel, starting to get up to speed. I thought that was his best appearance the other night, had most effect on the game that he's had. Bradley scored again, so let's just keep going, and I'm pretty sure there's Joe's time is going to come, but and whether it be through an injury or a suspension, we'll wait and see. But all the kid can do is doing what he's doing and keep putting the ball in the net at the level he's playing.